It's great to have all of you here this morning again. I'd like our reading to come from James chapter 1 as we stand for our reading. James chapter 1, as we stand for our reading this morning. My message is entitled The Lifestyle of a Winner. And it's a series we'll begin this morning. James chapter 1, near the end of the chapter, we're going to begin in verse 19 and go through 2-4. James 1, 19 through 2-4. Therefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. For the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. Verse 25. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. If anyone among you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless. Isn't it interesting you can deceive your own heart? Now that's quite a thing. Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their trouble, and to keep oneself spotted from the world. Chapter 2, verse 1. My brethren, do not hold the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with partiality. There, three times he actually uses this word about being partial. Not, don't be partial. For if there should come into your assembly a man with gold rings and fine apparel, and there should come also a poor man in filthy clothes, and you pay attention to the one wearing the fine clothes and say to him, you sit here in a good place, and say to the poor man, you sit here, or sit here at my footstool. Have you not shown partiality among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Actually, I'm going to keep reading. Listen, my beloved brethren, has not God chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he promised to those who love him? But you have dishonored the poor man. Do not the rich oppress you and drag you into the courts? Do they not blaspheme the noble name by which you are called? If you really fulfill the royal law according to the scriptures, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. You do well. Here's that word again. But if you show partiality, you commit sin and are convicted by the law as transgressors. For whoever shall keep the whole law and yet stumble in one point, he is guilty of all. So, Father, do we bow our heads before you and invite your blessing on us. Reveal to us. This morning we pray in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it, Holy Spirit. Amen and amen. You may be seated, ladies and gentlemen.